Interesting but unimportant
hot topics.
I'm Sarah Ruth Blake.
I'm Eric Risk.
I'm Meg Scanlon. I only came in on the hot, and Eric came in on the hot topics.
Well, it's like a multi-part harmony, you know?
Yes,
it's like multi-part like rounds.
Guys, I hope you all had a good week.
Yeah. Everyone had a good week. Yeah. Hope everyone listened, or not listened. Hope everyone listened to last week's episode,
And that you got a chance to watch the
truth behind the Devil's Bible.
Because
that guy had that. It was kind of like British but sinister.
Yeah,
because it's Dominic Monaghan.
Yeah, the narrator is Dominic Monaghan.
He's the guy. He's from Lost.
Who is he on Lost?
Oh my gosh,
was he the no? What
Charlie.
Did he do?
Charlie
on Lost.
He's the shorter stature fellow.
Here, I'll pull him up.
And
was he also in The Hobbit? Yeah, he's
he might have been
in The Hobbit.
Yeah.
The original Hobbit movies.
The original Hobbit movies.
The first three.
Yes.
All right, well, I'll pull him up so Sarah knows what he looks like.
That guy, right, okay.
And so he does all the Lord of the Rings stuff. And then but what kind of an accent does he have? Is it like a British?
I thought it was British. Yeah, that was definitely British.
All right. Sorry, guys. And then I was just going to see.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's definitely a British accent.
No, I was just going to make sure, because I'm a huge Lost fan, and the fact that I can't pull up. So it was like, yeah, he was Charlie, and then he was in love with Claire, the pregnant woman.
Right.
The blonde pregnant woman who was like, my baby, everyone's taking my baby.
Guys, I have to
kidnap the baby.
I have to confess that I only watched like half of the first season of Lost, and then I watched like the last two seasons.
Well, it's
I didn't watch
like,
any of the middle Losts.
If you miss like one or two episodes, it's like, so
yeah,
you would actually get like frustrated, like you'd be like, because so much was like to throw you off and like open-ended anyway.
Yeah,
yeah,
that like I'd be like, should I know what's going on or do I not know because I missed it? And I would get like,
well, like, Lost started right before I was leaving to go to Australia. And then, like, so then, like, I like, left, and there was no more
episodes. There was no Lost in Australia.
And then when I was, the end of my trip to Australia, Lost started airing.
Okay.
So, like, everybody was watching it, but I'm like, I've already seen episodes 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
And then I came back to the States, and, like, it had ended, and, like, man, this was a long time ago, so, like, you couldn't just, like, catch programs.
You're right.
No, and now it's all on Netflix. Like, all seasons. Wait, because
so then,
the flight... Oh.
No, go ahead. The flight what?
The flight from Lost that crashes was from L.A. to Australia.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Look at that.
In Sydney, were you freaked out that your plane was going to crash and you were
going to be on an
island with others?
No, because by that point, I had already been flying for, like... To get to Australia, it, like, took, like, 28 hours of travel. So like, by the time, like, I was in L.A., I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe
that's
so many
hours. You were in Australia for vacation, or what was...
I was in Australia on a working holiday visa.
Oh,
wow. So I was there for 4 months, like, working and traveling around Australia.
Oh, cool.
Wait, what was your job?
Awesome.
Yeah.
It sounds awesome. Did you see wallabies?
Yeah, it was a post-college thing. I didn't see any wallabies, no.
Koalas.
What was your job?
No.
Dingoes.
No.
Okay.
No, what was my job? I worked different jobs in different areas. Like, they won't hire you for, like, a major job because I know you're only there for a little bit.
Okay.
So, like, I worked at a plant nursery outside of Melbourne, propagating peach trees.
Yeah.
And then I worked in the outback at the Pink Roadhouse in Undadada. So you can look that up.
Different places.
Yeah, and then...
This is very cool, Sarah.
Cool.
It was very cool.
Sounds interesting, yeah.
I think everybody should do it. Look into it. Working holiday visas.
Yeah.
They're available to different countries in the U.S. If you're under the age of 26, I think.
Okay.
You could go to Australia. You could go to England. You could go to Canada. You could go to a bunch of places where they don't speak English, but those were not an option for me.
Those were not an option.
No. I'm not good at foreign languages.
Okay.
But plus Australia just... It's like, I don't know. I think that there's like so much to see, and it's like so many different places in Australia that I could see the appeal of like spending months there.
Oh yeah, it's getting, huge. Like, it's like the size of the continental U.S.
Somewhere I would definitely like to go.
Wow.
Yeah, it's awesome. I'd highly recommend it. I want to go to New Zealand possibly next, but it's a long flight.
Yeah, really.
It takes a long time to get to either of those places.
Yes.
I'm gonna go to Thailand while I'm over there because like it's so nearby.
You might as well.
You got to wrap it up.
Yeah. So getting
That's a hot tip.
That was a hot travel tip.
Hot life tip.
If you're going to the other side of the globe and the other hemisphere while you're there, go to some other countries. Make the most of your
trip. I know. It's exactly. Like once you're there, like some of my friends studied abroad there and then they were like trying to see everything and you just run out of time and or money or both. And they were like trying to go to like Fiji and all of New Zealand.
Oh, I went to Fiji.
Like all of Australia. Oh, you did?
Yes. Don't go to Fiji, guys. It's really depressing.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Why is it depressing?
What the local...
Oh, well, I wasn't there with a ton of money. So like instead I was like staying in like hostels in Fiji.
Yeah.
And like, so you really get to see like how like the local people live.
Yeah.
And like you can... And like...
It's depressing? Wow.
There is a lot of income inequality in Fiji.
Oh, wow.
In that the locals have very little money and the people visiting have like tons of money.
Wow.
And it was like, oh, things are rough here.
Wow. Okay.
Like, I guess if you have a ton of money, go to Fiji and like, you know, go ahead and, you know, be very rich in a country where people have very little.
Wait, did you go by yourself or with friends?
Yes, I was by myself.
You really did see. Wow. Yeah. That's
I went
very
to Australia by myself too.
You're adventurous.
I am.
You're an adventure seeker.
Were you ever... Yeah, I've never traveled alone.
You've never traveled alone?
No.
I think it's
I've always gone with friends or family. Yeah, I think it looks scary. But
yeah.
Did you make friends?
Yeah. So I have this intrinsic belief.
You can make friends.
No, I don't know if I could.
You're very social and likable.
Go up to people and be like, "Hi guys, hi." I feel like that would be like, "Hi, I'm traveling alone. Can I come with you today to whatever?"
Actually, you should say
exactly. Both Eric and I became friends with Meg because she's so awesome, and like just met her one day and liked her. So,
but no, and actually, when you're traveling alone, you should definitely use that same approach. Hey guys, I'm traveling alone. Can I be friends with you? I'm gonna just come to your table and sit here. Okay, go ahead.
I feel like making work friends is easier.
Well, if you travel alone, you should stay at like hostels because then you can meet other people who are traveling alone.
Okay.
And then it's be like, oh, you're traveling alone. I'm traveling alone. It's a lot like doing background work. You know, you meet some people who are like, hey.
Insane people.
Some mouth breathers.
I shouldn't be doing
thing.
This.
Like, you don't want to
I'm a star.
And then I would be scared if people are like, let's stay in the same hotel room. And you're like, oh my God.
No, don't stay in hotel room. Stay in hostels.
Or, let's stay in the same hostel room.
But I guess there were like eight people.
There's a lot of people in there. Yeah.
I think that like I did. I spent a semester in Europe in England, but specifically London. I don't know why I'm telling you the continent.
I did too. Okay.
Okay. So I totally should have done this post collegiate jaunt that you did to Australia because a lot of my friends started studying abroad in Australia. And I was like, oh, that looks like an awesome place too. But we stayed in some hostels, and then sometimes hotels, just a lot of us. But anyway, one of my friends thinks they like for real got some kind of rash and or bed bugs from one of them. And then we all went to Ireland and it was like winter, cold and rainy. And all of us came back with like a cough and like bronchitis and like a cold. And we were like, it's the consumption. We got the old timey consumption. And so I think, I don't know that that was from the hostel. It could have just been from like traveling.
It was probably from the hostel.
The bed bugs and the rash, I do feel like.
Yeah.
What else?
Yeah.
And I did not, from that same room, I mean, no discernible symptoms. Maybe I brought some bed bugs back with me to London. I don't know.
Yeah?
But yeah, so just...
You're spreading bed bugs.
That's the kind of stuff that could happen, but you are paying like $12 a night. So,
you get what you pay for.
And you get to meet other people who are doing what you're doing.
And I went with one of the trips in Ireland. It was like this whole group of girls that were in my study abroad. And we basically had like the room to ourselves, like all the bunk beds and stuff. So we didn't have to like worry about mouth breathers.
That's good. That's very good that you didn't have to worry about that.
People like me being like, hey, can I travel? But see, that's the thing. If our group, if someone had been like, can we travel with you? If they were like a cool, fun person or, you know, then we probably would have been like, sure, yeah. But what if it could have gotten weird? Or what if we
you
were
just
like,
say no.
We already.
Say
okay,
what you want to say. Just let the words come out. You're a weird mouth breather, and I don't want to go see the Eiffel Tower with you.
You can do that. You can do that.
Say what you need to say.
Oh, there you go. Say what
you
need to say.
You can do that one too. They're interchangeable.
But then what if they're in your same room and you're like, like, oh, no, you can't come with us to this museum.
And they're like, did I get the hint? Wait, you think they'd be like, no, I'm coming with you.
No, but it would be awkward. And they,
what if it was Mooseball guy and he wanted to come? Hey, are there Mooseballs in Paris?
Maybe.
You know, chocolate, you peanut should, butter.
You should go ahead and investigate that. I think we'll be going to Paris a different weekend.
There we go.
That's what you say.
But what if they just wanted to come with you that day to like a local thing? Like they're like, hey, what are you doing there? And you're like, oh, we're going to this museum. And then they're like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go there too. Mind if I come with you guys?
You just need to be honest and be like, no, you know what? We're looking forward to doing it together. Have a great day.
There you
then.
Go. Yeah, that's
let's
that's
catch up
good.
Later.
Yeah, we're looking forward to going together.
What time are you coming back?
And
we'll
then
come
you're
back
totally
at a time.
There we go.
By yourself, you're like, no, I just wanted to go alone. I just
exactly.
Wanted to have
maybe
a spiritual
yes.
day.
There you
of
go.
Self-
perfect.
That is true of a lot
self-reflection.
Of people.
Self reflection.
Yes. That's true of a lot of people who yeah. are traveling alone, though. Is that like sometimes they'll be like, you know, I just want to do this myself.
Is that a word? Self introspection.
I'm having trouble with words today.
Are you having a stroke? Oh my
Meg,
god, you're having
is
a stroke.
Is the left side of your body numb? Do you feel numb?
I know.
Can you feel this?
No, I think my brain feels just numb. Okay.
Okay, so okay. getting
I've
back.
I've taken us on many a yes.
That was some good traveling.
Wait, let
talk.
Me read. So getting back to Doc Talk, may I read the Doc
Go
Talk?
Ahead. Let's read
Are
it.
You prepared?
So again,
what's the name of the
again
show?
On Netflix. The truth behind, : the devil's Bible.
Uh-huh.
So just to get into some grammar, it's devil apostrophe s, so there's only one devil, there's
yes.
not several.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
It's 2008.
Yes.
TVPG. This is rated rating.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
45 minutes, and yes. it's 3 stars. So actually, Galapagos Affair got 3.5.
Higher rating.
I didn't agree with that rating.
More.
Yes, I agree.
So this is actually like a series, the Truth Behind series.
There's so many.
Was this on
them.
A channel? Did this like originally
I
air?
I feel
on
like
some
it
channel?
Must.
It must have been.
There's
I
so
mean,
many commercial breaks.
Some of them
yes,
are actually like as a TV show, and it's so this is not like that. This is not like the Truth Behind is the name of the TV show, and then it's like this episode is.
I think it is.
No, they each seem to be coming up separately as a movie. Like, the truth behind...
There's a Nevada
the
triangle,
The Nevada triangle.
Right? Isn't that weird?
The truth behind...
I never heard of
the
Nevada.
The Nazca lines. I never heard of the Nazca lines.
I never heard of that either.
I've never heard of that.
So anyway,
I never heard of the Nevada triangle. You've
I
heard
haven't
of that?
Been there.
I've heard of Bermuda triangle.
Well, guys, I started watching some of the... There also, I think, is one about the Bermuda triangle.
Yes,
but anyway.
That's one of them.
So, Sarah, you?
So...
The Nevada Triangle.
Have you heard of it?
I've neither heard of it nor been there.
Never been there.
Sarah's facial expression would be like, the Nevada Triangle?
Guys,
never
I hide nothing. I hide nothing
what,
on my face.
To,
everything comes out in my face.
No, me too. Me too. It's a gift and a curse.
It is. It is.
A gift and a curse.
A gift
no,
and a curse.
A gift
that's
and a curse?
Menopause, I think.
No, I think that's another made up Meg saying. It is. That's another made
what
up
do I
Meg.
Think it's a real thing. It's
a blessing and a curse.
Oh, a blessing
it's both
and
a blessing
curse.
And a curse.
Hashtag
not a gift.
Blessing, hashtag curse.
Or also hashtag gift and curse. It's both a gift and a curse.
All right, guys, let's talk about the
so
devil's
wait, let me
Bible.
Read the
yes.
description that it's taken
okay.
me like 7
read
minutes
the description.
To get to. Scholars
okay,
discuss the legendary Codex. Is it Gigas? Or?
Yeah, Gigas. Codex Gigas.
Codex Gigas.
Okay, not
which,
a hard
which is Latin for big book.
And
I didn't know
what
that.
Is Codex?
No, the whole thing
code,
is. No,
code?
No, Codex Gigas means big book.
Big oh. book.
Yeah.
I'm like, code book. A sprawling medieval manuscript shrouded in mystery that was allegedly written by a doomed monk. So not
a doomed
even the
monk.
Real they're so they're making the jump that a doomed monk is the devil, which is a little bit of a stretch. It's not the fallen angel that we all thought it was. But then what does a doomed monk even mean?
Well,
a monk who is doomed.
Yeah, because actually,
to
all right.
What?
In, well, here's
to
the
what?
Thing. It was really
probably
vague,
hell.
Believe it or not. It, no, it was very.
Oh, I thought that was damned to hell.
No, it was very vague in the documentary.
Is
here's
that
what
an
it said.
Doomed
somehow,
to hell?
Somehow, this monk committed some kind of sin. That's
yeah.
how they explained it. And they didn't say what the
in
sin.
Theory.
It was
in
so
theory,
bad.
Like, it was so bad.
It was so bad they couldn't even
it.
Say. And so then he was so doomed to death to be walled up. Alive. That
yeah.
was a punishment.
And what? Ex- what?
Which
does
I have
that
to say, man,
mean?
The Roman
is
Catholic
jail
Church
walled
is
up
so
alive?
Fucked up that only they would think of this as a punishment.
I think,
up alive.
Yeah, it's
what
basically
does
like I mean, it's in a way, I guess, a prison because basically they put you in a room and that's it. Just put bricks up and then you're just sealed off in this area
so
and you die. You starve
jail.
To death. There's no food. But they don't feed you. You're done. Yeah. You run out of air. You run out of air. Yes.
I thought it was just being imprisoned.
All right, maybe you'd get air, but you'd starve to death.
Stale air.
But probably you'd die of dehydration. Like
dehydration.
Days, right?
You're right.
That's how long it takes to die of dehydration.
So basically,
I thought you had like a good week or so for water.
No.
Food.
No, you need water.
Like
you need water.
Oh no, I'm sorry. For food, the window is locked.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah,
you
for
go
food, you have like.
But water, you do you think it's just three?
3 days.
I've watched some. I Shouldn't Be Alive, guys. An amazing series.
What do you want?
On Netflix, I don't
it's
think.
Not? Because we could maybe
it's
watch some of those
people who
next
almost
time.
Died, and then some members of their party did not make it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
They really almost died. That's intense. Super intense, guys.
You need to be in the right mind space to watch that.
The thing I want to say about
so
that.
So he was walled up
him
to
up.
Die,
no.
And he did die?
No. No, the thing about that is, like, it was interpreted as he was walled up to die, but now they've actually read it since then. They're like, oh, they misinterpreted that. It doesn't mean that he was walled up to die. It means that he purposely went into seclusion to write this book.
Yes.
So
well,
the legend
monks
was
often
that,
do go into seclusion.
Apparently. I don't know.
Well, they do.
Any monks,
they do. But
honest.
No, basically.
No, but a lot monks are kind of have chosen to not, like, to live this more reclusive,
yes,
like, as opposed to other religious.
Well, different orders have, like,
yeah,
different levels of,
yes,
reclusion.
Right, but they're not like down
with the
people.
These were Benedictine monks, I think.
Benedictine.
They're not like down with the people doing a life of like service. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's
a
different kind of purpose.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, okay.
So basically, this was a very big book, though. It was 3 feet long and weighed 165 pounds.
Yeah.
That's a big book.
That's
it's
a heavy book.
Like
what do you call those? Tombs.
No, you call them tombs.
A tomb is where dead people are.
Like, basically,
tombs,
they took a tombstone and
wrote
this big.
Tombs is this band that I've seen play.
They are called Tombs, right?
There is a band called Tombs.
Tomes.
Yeah.
Tomes.
You write a heavy tome.
Yes.
Yes, tomes. But this was not.
Right?
This was a book
guys,
that contained New and Old Testament and accounts of incantations of exorcisms and stuff
in
it, all in one book.
Material.
And it had illustration.
Well, it was so big they could write stuff on the side.
Big
of the new
drawing
Testament.
Of
the devil,
Satan himself,
and also a giant drawing of heaven that they like don't discuss until the very
end. Yes,
they're like, oh, it's the devil's Bible. It's the devil's Bible. It's the devil's Bible. Oh, and on the other side of the page is an illustration of heaven.
So it's also sort of God's Bible.
But
I guess I should have said Angel's Bible.
But they said this book was once considered the eighth wonder of the world. I don't think I ever remembered hearing
and
about
it. Was
I mean,
I guess it was redacted. I never heard of it.
I feel like I've heard of a lot of things as the eighth wonder of the world.
Really?
A lot of things are like
referred to as the eighth wonder.
Yes. So there probably should be like 27.
Like
27 wonders. Why the number 27? Why that number?
Because there are so many things that could have been the eighth wonder.
Okay.
And then you have to like rank
them accordingly.
Oh,
I see what you're saying.
Like the Baroness's hotel could have been the eighth wonder.
That would have been. I know it would have been. If that would have been made, it would have been.
That Black Sand Beach, that whole
It would have definitely.
There's a Black Sand Beach in Iceland that's considered like one of the most beautiful beaches in the world.
But not a wonder.
Is it a wonder?
No, it's a beautiful beach.
It's really tough to be.
It's a beautiful beach.
All right, but anyways, wait. Getting back to the documentary. All right, the legend goes that this doomed monk sold his soul to the devil to write this entire gigantic book in one night.
Yeah.
One night, which is impossible.
This tome.
Yes, because. Because they had a handwriting specialist, this guy named...
Wait, that's not what makes it impossible. The handwriting isn't what makes it impossible. It's just impossible to write a giant book in one day.
True, but just to...
That's the impossible part.
But no, but then to, like, hammer home that point, what was... I don't have his name here, but anyways, they hired this guy and they said it would take 20 seconds to write one line of text in the book. Because it's written in this, like... font,
calligraphy?
This calligraphy font. Yeah,
handwriting takes a while.
Times New Roman?
No, it's calligraphy. Calligraphy.
It's
not
Sans
Serif.
Comic Sans.
All right. Oh, no, this guy named Michael. I don't think he had a last name.
The monk?
No, the calligraphy expert. No, it's calligraphy.
Mike Munkle?
What? To determine how long it takes. So it would take 20 seconds to write a line or 1 hour to write a whole page. So by the calculations, it would take 5 years writing nonstop.
But when you finish sell the book, your soul to the devil, here's my thing.
You can write fast. That's one of the perks of selling your soul to the devil.
It's like when Ariel the Little Mermaid made a deal with Ursula to give her voice.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
In order to be able to be a human and have legs. Uh-huh. Okay. So her trade-off was her beautiful voice. So what did...
Your pretty voice.
Monk Michael.
No, it's not Monk Michael. They don't know the name of the guy. The Doom Monk.
Which,
call him
again,
the Doom
like,
Monk.
How do we not know his name? Like, I'm
they
sorry.
Do they do know his name. By the end of the book, they find it out. It's like Herman.
Oh, yeah, which is peculiar, too. Like, that was a name back then? Herman the Monk? I don't believe that. Herman Inclusus, which meant Herman the Recluse.
Yeah.
Oh, it's in your notes.
Which is the
all saying we don't know the name, and it's like...
Well, no, but that's at the end. We just gave away the end.
All right.
We just gave away the end of the movie.
Guys, this doc could have easily been 20 minutes long if they cut out all the recapping.
Yeah, it had a lot of recapping because it was made for TV.
Over and over again.
It was made for TV.
I couldn't even sit to watch the whole thing. I was getting so bored, I had to get up and walk around.
Whoa.
I, like, made lunch to go that's in my bag, but we're going to go get lunch after this, so it doesn't... Shouldn't have done that. I like hung draperies. I threw seeds out for the birds. Like, there was so much recapping, I had trouble paying attention.
There was a lot of recap.
That's my review of this doc. Let's recap more info.
Like, okay, wait. Here's my thing.
Yeah.
Getting back to the Little Mermaid, if we can.
Okay,
yeah.
I
can sing Ursula's song if you want.
So Herman.
Yes.
Sold his soul to the devil.
I admit that in the past, and then I've been a nasty.
Yes.
They weren't kidding when they called me Well of Witch.
Meg is cracking
keep
up.
Going. I don't want to.
But you'll find that nowadays I've mended all my ways. Repented, seen the light, and made the switch true. Yes. Now it happens that I know a little magic.
Eric's worried at the copyright.
It's a talent that I always have possessed. Oh my god, I forgot.
It's
a talent that I always have possessed. Now, dear lady, please don't laugh. I use it on behalf of the miserable, the lonely, and depressed, pathetic.
Poor unfortunate soul! I do know this part.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I didn't know all that. I just
knew I could go on.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Well, I mean, if you want to.
So wait, you were saying, like, what does he have to gain? His life to live. Because he made a deal with them. Like, if he can write this book.
No, you make a deal to get something cool.
Well, he wanted to live. Living isn't cool. Life isn't cool.
Because the monks were going to punish him.
Death comes to kill you. The Grim Reaper, the devil doesn't come to kill you.
No, but they were going to kill him.
No, the monks were going to kill him for committing some sin against the church.
And the wall, via walled up?
Yes, being walled to death.
Which was actually a misinterpretation that was never going
to
happen.
Hashtag walled to death. No, they just build a wall around you.
Oh, they actually build it around you? They don't even put you in
You think they'd make you build your own wall? In that case, like, we're
no,
because
you'd leave air holes and you'd leave like loose bricks.
Yes, I know. I would do that.
Would you if you were
definitely.
A monk?
Yeah, I'd be dishonest. I'd be like, I'm living.
Well, he's not.
Well,
being...
this is why you shouldn't be a monk, Eric.
I'm
plus
gotta
you're married.
Live.
Plus you're married. That counts against you being a monk.
True.
You could be a deacon, maybe.
Yes.
Yes. But I have no desire to be a monk, so it's fine.
As someone who was raised Catholic, I do know some of this stuff.
Did they ever teach you, though, about this? Because, listen, I also was raised
religious. I went to public school, so I only went to
I never heard of this whole Codex of Gigas ever mentioned.
No, I've never heard
of it. I've never heard it mentioned in any religion.
Like, I mean, they do talk about, like, exorcism somewhat.
Sure.
They acknowledge that that's like,
a thing.
But why did they cut and paste that part out of this?
Well, because there were so many old books, you know, and I feel like most of Catholic education was just like.
But there was no cut and paste. This guy wrote the Codex by hand in calligraphy.
No, but they're saying like it was the regular Bible, right?
Yes.
But in addition, it had. Yes. So the devil asked him.
Bonus material.
So the devil asked him to write Codex Gigas.
Yes.
No, the devil didn't ask him to write it.
You said he made a deal with the devil and wrote it.
To write it in one night.
To write it in one night.
The devil, in theory, empowered him to write it in one night.
But they said that it had the hand of the devil. That was mentioned, hand of the devil, like the devil taking his hand to be able to write.
That's like, not just the devil.
To write it in one night.
Right.
I have heard of that as like a phenomenon. Not
the hand of the devil.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean though? I don't understand. Please explain, Meg.
I know, I'm having like trouble.
This is like
thinking
Charlie
of...
Daniels Band, the devil went down, you know, the devil.
I'm
like
confused.
Duel, like the fiddle made of gold, all that.
Well,
situation.
It's sort of like channeling. Have you heard of like channeling and kind
yes.
of
no, I've never heard of channeling.
Sex?
I've heard of that, yes.
Normally it's not the devil. Normally it's, okay, well, I imagine that's the similar
phenomenon. Oh, I see you're saying the devil was being channeled through him.
That's
yes.
what I'm
okay,
assuming.
Okay, got it. That makes sense. That makes sense. And so basically... All right, they did.
He writes this book.
They did a test on the ink, and it was made from one type of ink made out of crushed insect. Now that'd be cooler, wouldn't it? It was not back then.
Like the devil, come on.
No, listen.
These are like the weakest devil reference. I mean, come on.
No, back
crushed
then, ink
insects?
Was either made of metal or crushed insect
I think
nests.
Always crushed. I think things are still. Some dyes are still made of like crushed,
it's
crushed
nests. Like but... the red dye that Starbucks was using that was made of crushed
really?
Needles.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
For the pink frappuccinos
like
that people are all upset about.
Oh, I didn't know that. Interesting.
Like that sort of.
Please don't use beetles. We'd rather you use chemicals.
That's bad
too.
We'd
rather consume as much chemicals as possible.
Or couldn't it be dye from like fruits or berries?
Now this one was crushed insects,
maybe.
Though.
But yeah, for the Bible.
And so that means it was done by one person. Yeah, I agree. Blood.
Poor unfortunate souls.
Blood would have been. But basically, then there's a history that goes along with the book. Whoever is in possession of the book, usually a horrible fate befell them. It's true.
I want to
it's
say
true.
that
I'm
struck
not,
me as
I'm,
like
I started laughing. You're like, it's true.
Like not correlation, not causation.
Truth, what
like,
was it? Truthfulness?
Truthfulness?
No.
Truthiness?
No. What did we just say?
Truthiosity.
Well, we made that word up.
Truthfulness.
No, we made up some
truthierness.
Other...
Which word?
In the last podcast, last week when we were hanging out.
Yes, the what? Last one.
There. Truth. Was that word truth?
It was
a made up
was
word.
It truth?
I usually say these made up words.
I can't remember
because
it was so long ago.
It was so long ago, yes.
Yeah.
So
oh,
long.
I'm so far away
but
from
it was
the mic,
like
Eric.
Truth.
I'm like leaning back on the couch. Sure.
Yes, please get close to the mic.
I also have my hands
in front of
my
mouth. Because no, there was an area...
Okay. I'm close to a mic.
Meg, now you're putting your hands in your mouth and we can't hear you. But no, anyway, so the Black Plague struck... an area where the Codex Gigas was.
The Black
and
Plague
it was
struck
a,
all of Europe,
but
though.
But this one was the Sedlec Monastery, and yeah. That's that one famous like monastery where there's all the human bones.
Like, yeah, I
there's
would
so
like
many
to go
deaths.
To there.
It would be cool to visit. It
yeah.
would be cool.
There's a cathedral.
Yes.
Where is
the
it located?
Cathedral. Ukraine, I think.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, somewhere over there. I don't know.
Over
we
there.
Could Google
I feel
this.
Like I'm just
we could
where
Google
you can travel
this.
By yourself
by
and
this
stay in hostels.
Documentary. I feel like I'm just confused.
We
okay.
Could, well, anyways, Google.
Wait,
okay.
I feel like Eric needs to.
Can I spoil
more pieces? And then I have some follow up questions
okay,
as
sure.
I often do.
Okay, there is
but
basically.
I'm unimpressed with this presence of the devil. Honestly,
okay,
this is
sure.
like this is
okay.
pathetic.
All right, there was a Holy Roman Emperor who possessed the.
Which one?
His name was Rudolph, which doesn't okay. sound like a very
Eric
Roman name.
Does not like these names.
Well,
Herman and Rudolph.
Well, Rudolph doesn't sound like it's a Roman name, right? Rudolph.
Rudolfo.
It's a very...
maybe that's what it was. So why'd they say Rudolph?
That was
like,
his
it's
nickname. Like...
Anyways, he did get this book in his possession, and he became paranoid, and he went crazy.
A
and
lot
he
of emperors
lost,
paranoid and crazy.
He lost his throne.
A lot
his,
of
the whole
lost their
the whole empire fell because of this. Book.
I mean, are they trying?
So
are
many
they
empires
it's
fell.
Like it could be like haunted in a sense, or they're more
yeah.
saying
it's bad
yeah.
luck.
It's possessed
yeah, it's,
by the devil.
It's possessed by the devil, I think.
Okay, can I just say that the only devilish thing about this book is that there is a giant picture of the devil in it.
And you wanted to talk about that picture,
yes,
right?
That picture is a strange illustration that looks
yes.
like a Chinese dragon. It doesn't look like a devil.
Like from
yes.
a parade.
Yes.
Like, yeah, like the people that dress up in the big Chinese dragon costumes.
So was the monk Chinese?
Bum, bum, bum.
Also, I'm just unimpressed, again, with these devil ink made from insects.
Sure.
Yeah. Starbucks
and most
does
of the ink was.
That for food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And... this dragon presence.
Yes.
Then this was just like a regular Bible that he wanted him to write super fast in calligraphy.
Yes.
Like why? Why? He didn't even change the passages or write a new devil Bible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was like a whole
guys,
thing about like the
like,
pages
why?
With the picture of the devil, like the pages all around the picture of the devil were like darker color than other pages in the Bible. But they figured out that that is because of the light exposure to the
like fading.
Yeah, light exposure basically tinting those pages darker because everybody opens this giant book up to the picture to of the devil.
Yeah, yeah, that's like the most popular page.
Or yeah, but like everyone studied said that like there was like burns around the
devil's
pages.
They said they did say like it's burns around it and ash and stuff, but it was not. That was not the case.
Light pollution.
Yeah, and then actually they wrap up the thing really quick.
They wrap it up. They like explain the book over the credits.
Supposedly.
Yeah, it's so quick. They wrap it up. They're like, oh, and it actually was not written by a doomed monk, but it was as a like testament of faith. And yeah, like he wanted to be in seclusion. Whoever Herman was and wrote this, Herman the Benedictine monk, because Herman's a Benedictine name, of course.
Do you think he wasn't real?
I think he was real. But I want to say, like, these names don't make sense.
Well, I just don't understand why
you would
they
take a name when you became
not
a monk.
Kill. Like Saint Herman?
Yeah.
Monks aren't saints, though. Monks aren't saints.
No, but you often pick a name, like nuns and priests.
Oh, I see what you're saying. After a saint.
You can.
I got it.
But this is my question.
It was basically a work of a lifetime that he did for, like, a tribute. And it was done over the course of many, many, many years.
But you think they just decided to not kill him via walling him up?
I think that whole thing was made up.
That was made up.
That was never true.
That was not
real.
Are
we sure?
Well, according to the doc, they never, yeah.
They don't really.
I mean, that's their best conclusion they draw. And they did get experts, the calligraphy expert, those people that were in Sweden.
The devil expert.
There was, actually, that one guy, that man. What was his name?
The British man.
The British man. And actually, no, he wrote a book called Devil, the biography. So how did he talk to the devil to write a biography?
Channeling,
he's like, devil, give me a biography.
The same way
you don't have to talk to the person to write a biography. Like, people write biographies of Abe Lincoln now, and they're not talking to Abe.
Oh. True. Good point, Sarah. Good
I'm
going
to stop shooting stuff down and just go
did
back to singing Little Mermaid
an
songs.
Autobiography? No, this is
a, that's not
this
an autobiography.
Is a for real hot topic. This
it's not an
did
autobiography.
The devil write an
and
autobiography?
The devil is a hot topic.
What was that guy's name? I thought I had it written down. I didn't write it down.
It was
some, like,
I did not take notes. I was too busy walking around my apartment.
No, that guy had a real name because he was a modern person and he was British. He was British, of course.
British.
Yep. Just like the narrator. But yeah, anyways, it's not important. Whatever.
Let's just say that this was not the most awesome doc that we've watched. It wasn't the most informative. It wasn't the most bizarre.
Like, I have to say, though, like, Dominic Monaghan's voice was so, like, I'm not saying, but as a narrator, I think either... It was, like, meant to be kind of, like, a scary, unnerving voice.
It was supposed to be unnerving.
But it, like, made it, like, almost distracting for me
at times.
Because it was, like, is this supposed to be an extra sinister part? Should I be paying attention? No, he's just regular narrating.
He's
and
just
it
regular
wasn't, like,
narrating.
A soothing voice.
Yeah.
It was kind of, like, anyway. So I guess we're saying to the listener... Watch it.
Don't watch it.
Actually, no. It's only 45 minutes. Watch it.
I
want to
know people's
chime
theories
in. Maybe you have a
what
theory.
What you think if
yeah.
this description of the devil meets your, like,
yes.
idea of
yeah.
like what the devil would be.
Yes.
Like, I don't, not even
also,
bad stuff happens.
Also, I would get, up. I want to know your opinion on if you think the devil illustration looks like a Chinese dragon.
Oh, then describe
that I want to know.
Or draw your own devil illustration.
Mainly,
yeah,
though,
draw your
say,
own devil
look,
and submit it to the
at,
Facebook page
look
or
at
my
the
email.
Picture of the devil, draw your own devil, and don't bother watching this. Instead, research traveling abroad.
With Sarah's hot life tip. Can you describe the heaven picture?
It was like a bunch of towers.
A lot of towers, light.
Yeah. Feelings on it, though?
Trees. What?
Feelings oh, the feelings on it was less impressive than the devil picture.
Yeah,
which is
it had a lot of like shading and colors, but it was just kind of like, it was
not
as
not
impressive.
Like white.
No, it was not like,
did it match
no, it was not like what
visions?
You're, no, not what you're taught heaven looks like. It did not look like that at all. There was not clouds, there was not angels, there was not halos, none of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unimpressive.
But anyways. Halo. Anyways, I guess, yeah, tune in next week. for high energy listening.
High energy listening. We might go without a doc talk since we haven't picked a doc yet.
Yes.
But we might do one.
Yeah, we'll announce it. If you like the Facebook page, maybe we'll announce it.
We could do the Nevada Triangle.
We'll see. Maybe.
Oh, guys, we need to discuss this in private. The looks Eric and Sarah are giving me. They are not totally on board with this.
We got to wrap it up.
All right.
We got to rapsies.
Yep.
All right. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Next week. Goodbye. Signing off, this is Eric Risk and
Meg Scanlon
and
Sarah Ruth Blake.
Bye.